This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. Avul Yichud Kva. Avul Yichudo. Adarabe. So he said other things. So we're in the middle of Lamed Aleph on Amud Yud Aleph in this edition. He says other things we can't understand. Yichud we understand. It's something that we can understand it 100%. Because by eliminating what's not, we get to what is. So not only is this clear to us, but we're mechuyev to keep sharpening that idea. We need to keep reinforcing that idea. So in other words, the more a person is mizbeining about how other things don't help, and how at the end of the day only HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, that's a kiyum of reinforcing yichud. That's Moshe Rabbeinu Sibu v'yadata yoyim v'ashevoizel v'avecha ki Hashem hu alokim v'shmayim v'mal v'olot v'tachs enoi. So the pasuk says, let's read it straight. V'yadata hayoyim, you shall come to the recognition and awareness today. V'ashevoizel v'avecha should become is something that settles in to your heart. In other words, you really feel that it's right. Everything and nothing else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a pasuk that everything in the world is really brought about by his doing. The pasuk is Malo Gila Yukra Gomaze, Kinya Amru, Reu Ato Kiani Ani Hu Veinal Kimi Elohimi Mati. Look around and see now that I am the one and there's no other power or force with me. So, Parshas Hazinu is a sort of history of the world unfolding. This is the general parasha. This is the klal gadol of the whole world unfolding, and that includes in it everything. And it finishes. So that's the final line. The final point is ru ato ki ani anihu. Ubedivre anavi yeshayin is by behedya. You need to know and believe me that I am it. There is no God before me. There will be no God after me. You know, in the entire sweep of time, I'm beginning, I'm end. So in all of these psukim, the emphasis is constantly on look at everything, take everything into account from beginning to end, from beginning of the world to the end of the world, from the top of the world to the bottom of the world, and see that there's nothing but me. Vihine. So now he wants to be mefarish. What exactly is, I guess, the type of avoda? Vihine leman yedu leman teidu v'savinu k'siv mashma sherotze sheneida biyedi avavana. it's mashma that it's something that we need to know and understand. V'tachlis kol ha'atzlochos machdiach li'Yisrael who is bar yichud elein ha'koil. And the hatzloch of Klal Yisrael is that through them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen as the only force in the world. So all of these inyanim are going to keep on reinforcing the sense of Hashem Echad. Now, one point is I've seen the translation of Echad. I think there's merit to this point, should be not one, but unique. In other words, when I say I have one X, it doesn't mean that it's unique. If I say this is the only one, or there is only one of X, or X is the only item, so the word only in some ways a lot more it gives over a lot better the meaning of it than the word one, because one could just be I only have one piece of cake, but there are 9,000 pieces of cakes waiting to be had. Unique only is maybe a better sense of the word. Now he's medayik. He says that the says leman yedu. And all these are mashma that we need to have yidiyah and havana. So his point is, it's something that requires some intellectual pursuit. In other words, it doesn't say you can't believe in others. The word that's used is to know and understand. So it's something that we need to sort of be cognizant of. Exactly what that yidiyah means is nechluku bo many, many people. I think in the general sense, maybe many people would agree. What exactly does it mean to know? So there was, the philosophers believed that what it means is to sort of prove intellectually that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by coming up with all sorts of intellectual exercise and proof, like Chavos HaLevavos and so on, that is the way in which we establish Hashem being Echad. That was one train of thought. So if the Chavos HaLevavos brings a whole bunch of quote-unquote proofs and so on, a second approach, which was, I guess, I think the Hasidim Balei Avoda was to keep working on bitachin. By not relying on anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have. So if you see something wrong, instead of calling the doctor, the first thing you do is say perikilim, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to call the doctor, because that's that reinforces. So there was a mahalach of avoda and bitachin and so on. The Bekubolim, their approach was as follows. They talk a lot about being miyachid yichudim. They talk a lot about l'shem yichud. And their approach was, if we understand the world as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas, and we're able to peg the different hanhagas, and then we're able to show the structure of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses which hanhaga when, we've in effect, in a certain sense, describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness in this world. Let's take an example from the outside world. You know, if I see a magnet drawing something, and I see a motor running a car, these are two totally different phenomena. And they have nothing to do with each other. One is a car, one's playing with a magnet. They're not shy after each other. a scientist says, okay, first of all, I can begin to describe motion, pull, energy in equations to create and show you certain similarities. I can then ultimately, at some point, show you how I can produce from electricity magnetism, and from magnetism electricity, and then basically, so it's really the same force in two different manifestations. So, but the more I abstract things, and I'm able to so, for instance, a person walks into, a person looks at the business, at what's happening, and, oh, there was bad news came to the stock market went down a lot, people are panicking, people are buying, people are this, people are that, there's just a whole hodgepodge of things that are only relevant for them. That's one look at stocks and stock market. Some of the quants, they're very extreme, some, and their point was, it's always the same, because all phenomena have very, very similar patterns. And as long as we know how to exact, so you just show me the graphs. Don't tell me what happened. Show me the graphs, the patterns, and I can predict with 99% certainty what's going to be the next phase. There are always waves. There's this. Makes a difference if this wave was because the towers collapsed, or because there was depression, or because a war broke out. What's important is when you have this type of movement downwards, you, with a lag of X, you have an upward spike that is in direct proportion to this. Yes and no. You know, it's sometimes they're good at it, sometimes they're pretty lousy at it. But the idea is that I can reduce these mahalchim. So a mekubal is supposed to be able to, or what he's trying to do is say, okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu has midas in the bria, midas ha-chesed, midas ha-din, and midas ha-teferes, and midas ha-this, and midas ha-that. There is a whole set of structure that we have a mesorah, so that the reason was in Kabul, and exactly how these hanagas work. And if I can put it together, then I don't see many hanagas. I see one hanaga manifest itself in different directions, and all come back to the same. The devil's in the details, because very, very hard nobody living can do that really well, and that's why it's nebulous. But in Torah mitzvahs, so when I go and do a mitzvah, the 613 mitzvahs, they all look very, 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 very different. They all have very, very different things. But if a person understands the hanhagas, they all become part of one organism. It's like if you see meat on a shelf, liver and wings and pulcus and breast and sweetbreads are different meats. They're just very, very different meats. But when you see it in an animal, it's one animal. So if you understand the interaction between the two, you it becomes one instead of many. That's that's more or less the point of Kabbalah, to try and to get a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being one, unifying the different elements rather than many, many pieces.
The way I understood the progression was that what we were trying to show is that other things can't account for.
Right, correct.
So how do we get from there to where he's trying, where he says we're going, which is Inud Mavad?
Right. So when he's saying our first step, this is a simple mahalav that's at everybody. My tendency is that my father protects me from mean and bad guys. My mother is there to comfort me when I have a boo-boo or when I'm hungry. My boss is the one who holds my job, in his hands. The local IRS is the ones who hold the sort of taxation over my head. Whether or not I'll get the shidduch is totally the shatchin, and so on and so forth. That's our default setting. That greets our senses, greets our eyes on. As we eliminate the others, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem with that picture, it's a very good first step, It's something that's attracted to everybody. So what I've done is eliminate things that only are Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what are all these other things? So what are all these other things? It's not so satisfying to say these are illusions. Just like, let's take something very different. When we struggle, when we deal with different pieces of evolution, bones and reactive data, so on and so forth. So the big picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly created the world with a natural history. It's obviously had to be that way, or else we wouldn't have moon. There's no Nisayon Emuna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes certain things through nature. So just like there are laws of nature, there's a natural history built in the world. Now there are two approaches. Just in a sweeping way, one approach is it's all Shusha Volim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world 5,000 years exactly where we have it, and all this stuff was buried and put into place just to be in Nisayon. It can't be disproven. It's not everybody finds it very satisfying because I have a lot of odd pieces floating around just as red herrings. Because we're all populated the world with red herrings. To me personally, an answer like, you know, this is how it started and there was a rapid development or whatever it is better because then the pieces fit into place. Instead of the pieces being junk that's floating around, Then it's part of the picture. Yes, I mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything and in a bravado, but if the pieces fit in rather than just being there to throw me off, most people find it much more satisfying. So.
Like that.
Huh?
I always heard like Adam was created complete. So the world too is completed as if it had that history.
But there's one approach with no, just tossed in. It's killer because in my mind, if I could fantasize the thing that sits down with me is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu started. He created the world with a big bang that morphed into the world within a second or whatever it is. The idea of it, this was the process, but it took no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather than just go to create a world, he said, I'm going to need some red herrings here to make the game exciting. Okay, dinosaur bones here, Darwin there, and a few turtles over there. Because I would like an answer. You know, all the stuff they have about the power from certain mammals in certain places, I'd like to have an answer that is organic rather than just they were tossed in there by whim or to throw us off. I personally find it less satisfying. One can go through life and be a maimed bina shlema without understanding any HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Hagos. Just saying it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Whenever I doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is the world such a mysterious, crazy, strange place? I don't know, but that's what it is. Nothing wrong with that. But he holds the chiyuv is to understand it. And the understanding is the different hanhagas that come from the place that need to add up to that echad. Sometimes you pick up an expression that's cute. I was, many years ago, when I was a Bachar Yeshiva, we went to Tveria, to the Kinneret, to two or three days for Tiyul. So we went to the Kinneret, and we wanted to rent a rowboat, if there was one. So the guy had only motorboats. So my Hebrew wasn't great, so I said, Yesh lecha, I said on the yaw, sira, which is the right word for it, sira, and he said, point it out. So I went without a motor. I didn't know how to say motor. I didn't know how to say without a motor. I didn't know how to say mashotim, which would be oars. So I said, lokaze, stam. So he said to me, it's very, he said, en stam, avanim ze stam. Stam means a plane, just like, he said, the only thing plain in the world are rocks. En stam. So it's when there are a lot of pieces that don't fit in. So yes, you could be miming, but he says you need yediyah, and that yediyah lies in his understanding ultimately is in Kabbalah, where a person is able to understand the inner mechanics, how they connect.
How does he I just don't understand the logical progression. It reminds me almost of the Ramban and Parshas Bo, where it says, from the fact that there's nisim gedolim, things that we can't explain. From there, I see that in Novado they say everything goes. Why does that have to follow? Meaning, let's say a person examines the world. You can see that this doesn't add up. There must be something else going on. But how do I get from that to the fact that now I have to conclude that everything else is
because if economics alone can't explain all the facts, and biology can't, it can tell me a lot about life, but it can't explain life itself. That's, if I reach a dead end, so by process of elimination, there's only that inexplicable God. You know, I need to eliminate the things that I can understand, that can explain. Like I said, Lechura, my prognosis is telling my boss, I need a job, and the boss likes me. The fact that Akash Prabhu sent me from left field a job, you know, because I didn't do X, or Y, or Z, you know, I walked over the Amakas, I told him I cannot work a Shabbos, I'll never work a Shabbos, even if it's like that. And for some reason decided, you know what, it forced me to realize, you know, on the surface, it seems as if the bosses are in charge of work. Somewhere deep, there's something else working. By eliminating the other things that do seem to meet the eye, then, you know, if in a laboratory, I can get to DNA, and I can get to this, I get this, but it still doesn't explain. I've gotten to the rock bottom, and it still doesn't explain it. So then I'm left, but there must be some. It is that other that's not graspable or that's a control.
And the male of my boss has no control.
So this is going to be, so now, at this point, I'm left in the dark as to the role of the boss in the world. You know, it's the mahalach that he's going to, that was him. It's that is the understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on the bosses of the world to give me and so on. So basically, the great pella is the two together. It's like always the most I use that. About free will in the tzibur and the yachid. And this is one of those cases where you see that clash. If I were to ask you, you buy bread occasionally, I assume. So does anyone ever tell you to, except for your wife, does anyone tell your wife that you have to go buy bread, or you can't go bread, or you can't do anything? No. You make a decision. Sometimes you want a person, you want. The person in a big place like Shalom or Giants, where they sell 300 loaves a day, can tell you pretty much to the there'll be 103 loaves are going to go today. And he'll be right, or else he won't be running the store very long. The godless of running a store like that is where you can keep inventory on a tight leash. You know what to order, and if you overorder, you're left with stuff you don't want, and if you underorder, people feel as you never find stuff. So how does he know that 103 people will buy a loaf of bread on Mondays and Wednesdays, and on Tuesdays it'll be only 101 people? Not one of these people were called up by nobody. Shalom didn't call up and say, "Mr. Goldstein, could you come down and buy a loaf of rye bread today?" So on a macro level, things are almost muchrach. It's like these, you know, when they work statistics on these tests, you know, like to determine cheating or not. If your school falls out of the norm by two standard deviations, you are in trouble. Because, you know, and yet, any one person in America can get a score that's off the charts, and it does not arouse suspicions. Even if it's one in a million, there's always one in a million. So, you know, there's one, somebody just won a big lottery. Does that indicate that he's a cheater? No way. But if Montgomery County were to win the 10 weeks in a row, the big lottery, there would be a lot of visits here from all sorts of people figuring out what the heck's going on over here. So on a macro level, things are very bad. On the personal level, how does that fit? So how is the world determined? It's deterministic in nature on the macro level and totally individual freedom. That connection is the pella, and that's understanding how Akash works and how it chooses to show all of these different things through many channels that seem totally independent. That's the yichud. That's what we say, l'shem yichud kutshabrichu. In a certain sense, we're making that chibur between the shorish of echa to physical manifestation. Let's just finish up till a bit. Nimtza shekol machem is barlon beemis me oitzav shle musa bulti balas tachlis uraki chudashol. So the only attribute of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we fully understand, it becomes more, is Yichud. Shekasha nabit babote yunis al kol ha-maychas ha-shamayim. When we look deeply on everything that's done, that's right. Nira hiluch echad shesoy v'hoylech, we see one mahalach. V'hoysa menuchasoy. It's safe possible would be ragila emes hazois. So like Chazal picture it so beautifully. It says that when HaKadosh, it says when Klal Yisrael went down to, when the brothers went to Mitzrayim. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaakov is asuk in being misavol on his children. Yosef is asuk with his malchus. The brothers are asuk with this. Everyone is busy with something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asuk in the Havi Oros of Mashiach. Like, the world is in disarray. Everyone is its own little, it's a 12-ring circus. Everyone is running his own little circus. And there is really one big circus happening now that's going to come together. That's the Metzias. Now we understand a little bit of what this is. What do we want? It's something you need to give great thought, and it needs to develop in your mind. So, Lamehei, we'll not say the question. What do we need to understand? Hine Yichud, finished. So I mean, we've done it. We're ready to go. Okay, so that will continue next time, Mr. Shem.
I was just wondering on Purim.